I want to take a few moments and talk about my personal recovery journey and how medication was involved. This is not something I share openly on social media, and mostly that's because I don't want someone to have my experience and try to replicate it. It's very important that when people are on the recovery journey that they're involved with their doctor, but I wanted to share with you what my personal experience was like. Now, your experience might be similar, it might be a little bit different. It doesn't matter. But I think as you're seeing somebody that's guiding you on the recovery journey, it's important for you to know what was my personal recovery journey like. And so what I want to do is I want to take it back when I got my first panic attack. I was in my young 20s. I didn't know what was happening. And so at that time, I was convinced something physical. I went to several doctors. I tried a whole bunch of other things. I basically was told that I had labyrinthitis, which was like an inner ear infection, because I was feeling dizzy all the time. So I was on medication for that. I had a lot of digestive issues. So I was put on a ton of probiotics. I'd even taken antibiotics. I did all these different things. We had grown up as a family that was very focused on holistic approaches, more of a natural route. My mom is a nurse. And so she's worked in hospitals and she was always focused on going the more natural supplement route. And so the first thing I did was I actually tried those supplements. Whenever I was going to doctors, I was going to a chiropractor who was also a naturopath, and I was taking a whole bunch of supplements. I was taking GABA, I was taking lithium, I was taking all these supplements that even I don't remember. There was a certain point where I think I was taking like 20 supplements a day. It was getting actually pretty out of control. What happened was is that I wasn't really finding any relief. And I think the naturopath at that point got pretty frustrated with me. And we'd spent so much money with him that I think he's just like, all right, maybe you should go to a doctor. And what ended up happening was I ended up going to a general practitioner, a family medicine doctor, and they prescribed me Xanax. For the first time, I think it was 0.5 milligrams at the time. And the first time I took the Xanax, I actually passed out just because I was so tired from the anxiety. And it was the first time I found a little bit of relief. Now, the thing about Xanax for me personally was that the half-life is very short. So I found relief, but it was only for a short amount of time. And basically at this point, my family was beginning to push me in the direction of, listen, I know medication isn't something we normally take, but I think in this case, you might want to consider it. And so I got a list of psychiatrists that was referred to me by, I think, another doctor, and called all those psychiatrists and found the one that had the earliest available. I ended up going to see that psychiatrist. Now, if you go see a psychiatrist, 9 times out of 10, they're going to prescribe you medication. Majority of the doctors that prescribe anti-anxiety medication, antidepressants, all those things, are normally primary care physicians. However, psychiatrists also prescribe it, and psychiatrists sometimes deal with a little bit more complicated mental health issues. And he basically told me that the Xanax I was taking was very short-lived and it wasn't finding any relief. At this point, I also told the psychiatrist that I was worried about being dependent on Xanax, and I always felt like it was still a band-aid fix. And so the psychiatrist said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be changing your benzo, and I'm actually going to be giving you an SSRI, a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, that was going to have more of a lasting effect. And then the last thing he gave me was trazodone. Because I wasn't sleeping, I was basically waking up with a panic attack, that he prescribed me trazodone. Trazodone is historically also an antidepressant, but it's used for sleep. And so I ended up finally taking an SSRI, and then I was prescribed a different benzodiazepine, which was Klonopin or clonazepam. And then the third thing I was given was trazodone. And so I started taking that medication. I did notice that Klonopin gave me really long-lasting relief. I felt really good after taking the Klonopin. I almost felt normal. And so for me, that was a big indicator that, okay, maybe this is anxiety. And then I began taking Paxil. And Paxil, for me, I noticed I gained a little bit more water weight, which was fine because I lost so much weight because of anxiety. And I was experiencing some side effects, but not a whole ton. I was feeling numb. I wasn't feeling anxiety, but I wasn't also feeling a lot of other things. And then the trazodone was helping me fall asleep very quickly. And I think at the time it somewhat helped. It somewhat stabilized me. However, I was still experiencing symptoms and I wasn't really feeling that great. And I still didn't feel like this is what I needed to come out of it, to recover. I was still avoiding certain places too, because I was still getting feelings of panic. And so what happened was I was on this medication for about 6 months. With that psychiatrist, we basically increased the dosage in some things like the SSRI. And basically we found a relatively okay balance. However, for me personally, the medication really didn't help so much. It did feel a little bit more like a Band-Aid fix. And what ended up happening was 6 months later, I decided, you know what? I actually want to come off of it. And I basically told the psychiatrist that I was doing much better and I'm good and thank you so much. And the psychiatrist said, no worries. I'm so glad you're doing well. And then we basically tapered it off. And what basically ended up happening was for another maybe a year, I struggled with anxiety. I was still convincing myself I had something else. I had told myself that I'd taken medication and hadn't fixed the problem. So what I'm dealing with necessarily isn't anxiety. And what I ended up going was I started going into this alternative route. I started thinking maybe it's the diet. So I started changing my diet. I started thinking I had a whole bunch of other things that were going on. I thought I maybe had some sort of Lyme disease. I started looking into camps in Costa Rica and other places that were fasting retreats, thinking the fasting would fix it. I basically continued to spiral and still try to figure out what I could do to make this go away. Basically, you can see that the underlying premise of everything was I was doing something to make this go away. And so if I was doing something and it wasn't going away, in my mind, it was because the thing that I was doing wasn't right. So I needed to do something else. And so basically it became a compulsion. So I struggled for quite some time. What ended up eventually happening was on my birthday, this was October 4th, I ended up going to the ER because I was experiencing panic symptoms. And at that point, the doctor had done a series of tests and basically said, look, this is how anxiety works. You know that, right? And I said, no. And he says, look, I will do whatever test you want me to do, but if we can't find anything, you have to accept this as anxiety. Mind you, I didn't have health insurance at the time. I was in my young 20s. I was broke. Medical debt was intense. And so what ended up happening was at that point, we tried everything. And things that I thought that I had, doctor said it was fine. So it actually ended up becoming anxiety. And that's when the first time I actually believed that this was anxiety. Then I started looking at recovery books, people that had claimed to recover. And this time I was way more receptive. I was looking at that. And so I was reading Claire Week's book, Hope and Help for Your Nerves. There was also another gentleman, Paul David, At Last Life. And these became my pillars for recovery. I was trying to find recovery specialists along the way. Couldn't really find any. I did find an anxiety specialist. I found a couple on my recovery journey. They were okay. I wouldn't say they were specialized in anxiety recovery. They helped a little bit. I can't discount that they didn't help me at all. But during my recovery journey, there were periods where I had this concern that should I be on medication? Should I continue? Should I go back on medication? And this was a constant discussion that me and my family were having. And so what would happen was I was very against medication. So I was just like, I don't want to go back on it. I don't want to go back on it. Looking back in hindsight, I shouldn't have been stern about it, so dogmatic about not taking medication. During my recovery journey, I did take Klonopin here and there. I think I probably might have taken it 4 or 5 times total in my actual recovery journey. This is once I understood what was happening after that ER visit and moved forward. But in my recovery journey, I wasn't on an SSRI. I might have taken a Trazodone here and there, like PRN. And so basically that's all I did. And at that point I was beginning the recovery journey. So this was my experience with medication. Now the truth is that we've helped people that were on medication and tapered down while they were well on their way in the recovery journey. But I've seen almost every variation. People that are well on their way to recovery that begin tapering, people that are well on their way to recovery tapering and then decide to go on it for a little bit longer and then taper. Some people that feel like their medication is fine and that they're actually using it for other reasons and they stay on their medication and still recover. And then obviously there's people that recover without taking any medication at all. The point is that there's a whole bunch of varieties of how people can recover. And if you can understand this principle that medication is just a tool, the recovery principles are still the same. So this was my experience on anxiety recovery journey while on medication. And so I hope this gives you insight. Now, with this said, keep your doctor in the loop. This relationship is going to be us on the recovery journey, but when it comes to medication, it's going to be you and your doctor. My job is to help you understand what's happening in the recovery journey so that you don't overcomplicate it. You don't panic about any things. You understand what to focus on, but when it comes to medication, that's going to be a very strong relationship with your doctor. This is going to help supplement that relationship and help you stay focused on the recovery journey so that you can actually get better while letting the medication do what it needs to do. So I hope this video helps, and I'll see you in the next one.